Understand this, saith the Spirit of grace. The war that you're in for revival will not be won by flesh and blood. And it won't be even won by the common things that you know, present tense, although those things are good. But male and female, young and old, I'm asking you to at least avail yourself and open up your spirit for me to come and get you with authority that you've never, ever experienced. For many, this will be a strange place. It is a private place, and it is a place born out of intimacy and extended hours and times praying the mysteries. But for me to receive that which I need from you in authority, I must be able to come and give you this realm of grace by which you're not able of your own self to move in. But for those who will offer their bodies a living sacrifice and spend the time giving themselves over to the tongue of edification, then know this, you'll be intercepted. I promise by my very own self, saith the Spirit of grace, that I'll intercept you at times, unbeknowing, and I'll slip you over into deep groanings where that you're able to turn things and that you're able to bring into effect the atmosphere that's necessary and conducive for this revival to take place, says the Spirit of grace. Makaresete, irindikorosete, you cannot of your own self do this, but it'll take no less than this for me to harvest and bring about this outpouring, says the Spirit of grace. So I'm asking you first to spend the hours in edification, but I'm asking you also to say yes with an awareness that there's even higher realms of authority in intercession than what you've known. So stay in that place and watch. Watch very diligently, like someone that's standing in a watchful place waiting for something to happen. And I'll slip you over. Your personal answers are on this path as well of authority. But I've got a greater vision than just the individual. I've got a corporate outpouring that I want to bring to this city and to this region and other places, says the Spirit of grace.